Cosmos work. Work.
Welcome to another edition of Jeep in Motion, the feature dedicated to highlighting developments under the ongoing Jamaica Emergency Employment Program. Today we focus on infrastructure works taking place in parts of St. Mary under the Major Infrastructure Development Program, the MIDP. Keeping communities connected is a major objective of the government, and one way of achieving this is through the building of infrastructure. The work being done in parts of St. Mary to create safe roadways for the residents is therefore part of this effort. The work is being facilitated under the Major Infrastructure Development Program, the MIDP, for which the Jamaica Emergency Employment Program JEEP component was launched earlier this year.
In St. Mary, 9 projects were proposed for the parish. These include construction of dead ends, retaining walls, bushing, cleaning of side drains, hot inspection, and road rehabilitation using double surface dress. 2 projects are yet to get underway. The others are at various stages of completion.
Senior Communications Officer at the National Works Agency, the NWA, Colin Morrison. Community Relations Officer for the Northeastern Region at the NWA, Natalie Bloomfield, outlined some of the work that has been accomplished to date in sections of St. Mary.
We did have retaining wall and new drain at Highgate, Allies and Junior High School. And a promise ago, they did a gabion wall. Also, they did 1,500 square meters of base work and prime coat at the Golden Grove to Epsom Road.
Miss Bloomfield says the work is continuing quickly.
They did rehabilitation of the Seaton Road double surface stress, and they did bushing, side drain cleaning, as well as rehab with double surface stress at Claremont to Orange Hill. They did a gabion wall at Gibbs Hill, and they did base work and double surface stress at Richmond to Kendall, and rehabilitation as well at Gale to Guy's Hill, and hot mix patching at Prospect to Content.
The work being carried out in sections of St. Mary has so far created employment for approximately 79 individuals in the parish. Miss Bloomfield says residents are appreciative of the level of work taking place through the JEEP component of MIDP to develop their communities.
Well, basically, our residents have been saying that they are pleased with the work that is being done, because for the most part, these are works that were necessary, that were needed, and the residents have voiced their appreciation for the work that was done.
Community Relations Officer for the Northeastern Region at the NWA, Natalie Bloomfield. Under the JEEP component, each of the island's 63 constituencies has been allocated $10 million for the project development involving construction and repairs. Work under the JEEP component of the MIDP will continue and should create employment for many Jamaicans during the life of the project. JEEP is one of the government's strategies to counter chronic unemployment among some Jamaicans, particularly those in lower socioeconomic groups. JEEP also provides employment for persons with special needs, as well as those with low skill levels. The Jamaica Emergency Employment Program, JEEP, is now in its third phase, and already over 40,000 Jamaicans have received employment under the initiative. That's it for today's edition of JEEP in Motion. Join us again next time as we continue to look at developments under the Jamaica Emergency Employment Program, JEEP.
We want a productive Jamaica.
Productivity is really the pathway to prosperity. Here's what you can do to become more productive. Don't waste time waiting. Whether you have to wait for a meeting or doctor's appointment, always take along something to do, such as a report you need to read or just a blank notepad that you can use to plan your day. Call the Jamaica Productivity Center at 948-6168 for more information. Productivity, the pathway to prosperity.
Productivity. The Jamaica Productivity Center through the Ministry of Labor and Social Security.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.